ask Pastor Gary if he'd come and just lead us where feels God wants us to go in our time of prayer. Thank you, Brother Gary.
That tonight that God answers prayer. Maybe you've experienced that for yourself with something you've prayed, or maybe you've heard the testimony of someone else where God has answered prayer in their life. In fact, maybe that's what we should do first. Does anyone here, it could be from a recent testimony, it could be something that happened years ago in your life, just a very quick 20-second, where is an area of your life where God has answered prayer in your life? Very quickly. Praise the Lord. Well, now I guess I would ask a question. Who has maybe something going on in their life currently that they are believing for the Lord to answer in regards to prayer in their life or in their family or maybe back home in their church or maybe something broader in reference to your community or even this country or the world? I would imagine all of us have had things that have been a burden on our souls to pray for and to pray about. And so if there's anything specific that we can pray corporately with you about tonight, we'd like to pray for you and pray for your situation. And if you listen to all of the testimonies, they were all very, very different. And so the Lord cares about all areas of our lives. There's nothing too big. There's nothing too small. There's no competing testimony-wise from one thing to the next, because anything the Lord is doing is supernatural and could not be done in our own strength, and certainly worthy of praying about and testifying about when He does that miracle in our lives. So just a show of hands, even if you don't say what it is, but is there anyone here that's praying for something specific or believing for something specific in their life at this time? Just lift your hand if that's you. Lift your hand if that's you. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, you can put your hands down. Maybe one or two just want to share what that is so that we can begin to pray tonight and start praying for your situation. Are you? Anyone feel comfortable sharing what that might be?
Salvation for my family.
Salvation for your family. Wow. And the sister right behind you experienced salvation for her mom and dad even later in life. And so how encouraging is that, right? God did it for her. God wants to do it in your family as well, right? Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Yes, brother. If I can encourage you, Pastor John mentioned about us as human beings being pretty much the same, the Bible says, as, you know, Elijah. There's someone else who's the same also. Hebrews tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So while it might be true that we're the same and we can take comfort in knowing that we can believe for God and God can do miracles in our lives, the reason we can is because He's the same also, yesterday, today, and forever. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. And sometimes when I talk about faith in a church that I'm a part of now, which is a newer, I guess you'd call it, assignment for me, there's one brother in particular who likes to hand me notes when I'm finished. And he likes to excuse away his doubt in these notes as if it's a good thing almost to doubt. He's actually handing me articles that say it's good to doubt. I can't think of one thing that's better to doubt than it is to have faith when it comes to God. I can't think of one thing whatsoever. But we've convinced ourselves. Now listen, have you doubted? Yes. Are you doubting to some degree? Probably. Will you doubt in the future? Yes. Does that make it right and good and better than faith? Absolutely not. And God said, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And so He wants us to have faith in everything that He has spoken to us about through His word. And I was speaking at church the other day, and I reminded folks that sometimes when it comes to our timing, we have to remember that for God, one day is like 1,000, and 1,000 is like one day. And while church ended, a woman came to me on the way out and said, "Pastor Gary, when you were speaking about one day being like 1,000 and 1,000 like one day, I felt the Lord speak to me. All of the miracles in the Old Testament that took place thousands of years ago, to me, it's like I did them yesterday." And would you believe me for things today that you know I did yesterday? See, some of us think this happened so long ago, as if God can't do it today. But if you thought he did it yesterday, you might think he can do it today. All the miracles that Jesus did 2,000 years ago, to him, it was like he just did it. Like he just did it. And so we have this opposition to our faith. I think it's not fear as much as it is time. When enough time goes by and we don't see what we'd like to see, we begin to doubt. And that goes against our faith. But if we realize that God can say the word in an instant, it can be done. Even as we're praying and the time difference in a different time zone, God can work there. Because he is outside of time and space and really only created time and space to have a moment and a place to put you and put me. So he's bigger. He's bigger. Stand with me tonight. Hallelujah. He's bigger. He is bigger. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are bigger. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to pray even for our sister tonight. I know she has had treatment, and thank you for sharing that with us, brother. And we know that you've already been through so much, and there's been a significant shrinkage to the point where they think it might just be a scar. And we thank God for medicine, but and how the Lord even uses medicine, but I'm just so thankful God doesn't just shrink cancer, but he causes cancer to disappear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Jesus, oh, your name is so sweet and so precious and so powerful and so mighty, Yeshua. Oh, Jesus, amen, 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 hallelujah. Let it be so according to your will in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are the Christ, you are the Messiah, you are the Savior, you are the Healer, the name of Jesus. We pray for our sister. Prayer of faith tonight. Hallelujah. The prayer of faith. Cancer, you have no place in this body. You have no place in this body. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, everything that is not of God be removed from this body, displaced by the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus. We say, go in the name of Jesus and take everything with you, every weapon formed against her, every strategy of the enemy, everything that the enemy has intended for evil and for her destruction and for her demise, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, fall fresh on her, Lord. Fall fresh on her, Lord. Strengthen her even now, oh God. Strengthen her, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, in her inner man, God, Lord, we pray, replenish her today. Give her joy where there's been sadness and sorrow and grieving. Oh, Lord Jesus, there's life and there's liberty and there's freedom in the Holy Ghost. Oh, there's no death, there's no darkness, there's no sickness, there's no sorrow. Let joy and gladness, because there's faith in what Jesus is doing in your body, replace even the sadness right now in the name of Jesus. Put on the garment of grace. Put that spirit of heaviness.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, you heard the prayer request tonight. Come, someone pray out for someone who asked for prayer tonight. Who will pray for my sister's family, who's she's believing is going to come to Christ, and pray for all of our families? Who can do that tonight? Pray, pray that prayer of faith. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but you come to give us life.
Hallelujah.
Lord, this is your purpose. You died.
Yes.
To bring salvation.
Yes.
Not generally or off in some remote place, but right where we need it, Lord. Right in our own circle, Lord, in our own family, Lord. Lord, if you could respond when those poor fellows brought the paralytic before you and said that faith is saved, well, Lord, we can transport our loved ones to you. Here they are, Lord. Put them right down in your midst, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. Your scripture says that you take pleasure in those that hope in your mercy. Well, Lord, we're speaking to you because we hope that you can do something for us. We believe that you have the power, Lord. We believe that you can undo all the damage the enemy thought to cause. You can turn everything evil into good. So, Lord, here are our loved ones, Lord. We don't know why the path has been taken the way it has. But, Lord, we trust you. We hope in your mercy, Lord. We trust that word that says all things work together for good for those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Well, Lord, what's your purpose? Not to sentence these people to hell. Not to give Satan a victory. Not to produce children for him to enjoy. But, Lord, the children, the family, they're for you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes. They're yours. Yes. And so here's your opportunity, Lord. Take them up. Yes. Take them to yourself, Lord. Take them, and when somebody demands that that's not right, the devil has earned them. Say, no, I did it. My friends asked me. My children asked me. I'm giving bread to my children.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, you reach out your hand and fulfill your own desire.
Yes.
You know, these prayers are just a weak expression of the desire that you have in your heart. The only reason we're praying to you that these should be saved is because you wish them to be saved.
Amen.
Amen, Lord. Relent. And push back the power of the enemy.
Amen.
Do what we said. Unseat them. Dislodge them, Lord. And bring that victory that brings praise to the kingdom of Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we intercede for our family, Lord. We intercede for our sons and our daughters, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, it's your will to seek and save the lost. Hallelujah. It's your heart. It's your desire. You love the world that includes our children, our sons and our daughters, as Brother Dale prayed, even more than we love them and care for them. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Lord, that not one would be snatched away, oh God, but every one would be in your hand. Every single one. Every single one. Hallelujah. Even the hardest case. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. If you're here tonight and you're seeking direction in your life, maybe even came to camp saying, Lord, I need direction in a specific area of my life. If that's you, just lift your hands high to the heavens, just both hands. If that's you, maybe it's school, it's a job, a relationship, a change of location, something with ministry, whatever it may be. Lift your hands. Lift your hands if that's you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, you are the answer to every single question. To every single question. Oh, Lord, wisdom and discernment and knowledge by the Holy Spirit, even right now, Lord Jesus. Prophecy and dreams, oh, Lord. And messages and tongues and interpretation, oh, Lord.
Oh, God, but you give equipping and you give answers and you give direction and you desire to show your will. Even right now, Lord, show us, Lord. By your Spirit, witness to our spirit, almost like downloading the next step, God. We receive it right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we don't want to be in error. We do not want to go ahead of you. We do not want to lag behind you. We certainly don't want to miss what you want to do in our life. Oh, God, right now, for every hand that's raised, oh, God, give clear direction. Hallelujah. And, Lord, for maybe the one or two that you've already told what to do, Lord, lovingly you would say to them tonight, I already told you. I already told you. I already told you what to do. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, help us to take this step of faith that you told us to do. Maybe it's a hard one. Maybe there'll be a little grieving of the decision. But, Lord, for your sake and for your glory, we'll do what you told us to do. We will say what you want us to say. We will go where you want us to go. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we thank you, Lord. I just feel maybe tonight in the time that we have left, if you're working with those in a department here and you're all boys or you're all girls, I'm thinking maybe in the kitchen, maybe it's the dishes and the pots or it's the waitresses or the housekeepers, but it would be great, wonderful, because listen, we live in a world where we don't have a lot of support and we don't have a lot of encouragement, and we're oftentimes looking, you know, and wishing someone else would encourage us, and there's nothing wrong with that, but oftentimes God is trying to remind us that he wants us to encourage others, and I often like to say it this way, the person you encourage today might be the person that God uses to encourage you tomorrow. And if you're sitting around waiting for people to encourage you, but you're not being an encourager, you're probably going to be sitting around a lot discouraged. And so tonight, can we boys, men in the front row, pray for each other? And some of the ladies who are behind you, pray for each other. We want to make sure it's boys praying with boys, girls praying with girls. Those in housekeeping, pray for each other. If you're here and you're a guest, pray with the other guests that are right around you. Some of them who've already asked for prayer tonight, and maybe it's with your wife or with your husband or with another lady. And you know, this is out of the norm. I said this to Pastor John earlier. In my flesh, I don't like this. I don't feel comfortable often just getting together with strangers and praying with two or three people. And usually when church is asked to do it, I'm like, but whenever I do it, even though I don't want to do it, I usually leave and I'm like, that was good. I'm glad I did that. So who's going to pray with you tonight and who are you going to pray with? Let's just spend a few minutes. Come, pray for somebody. Pray with somebody tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Do your best not to leave someone without someone to pray for them. Oh, yeah. Couples, pray for other couples even. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, Lord, we're righteous because of your righteousness, Lord. Answer these prayers, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we worship you.
That there's none here at the end of the day.
Support, God. Yes. Encouraged in your word, yes. Lord, through prayer, God. God calls us to pray for one another. He calls us to be led to be in those prayers, Lord. Jesus calls us to be faithful after we leave this place praying for each brother, Lord. Yeah. Oh, Jesus, you see each of our individual situations. Maybe we don't know each other that intimately enough to know every problem that the other has, God. But you see those issues, Lord. Yeah.
Yes.
And we can come before you and lift those up. Even if we don't know what they are.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Victory unto victory. You go into battle, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Fill us, Lord. Yes.
Father God, there's not a sin on this earth that has not been committed. There's also not a sin on this earth that hasn't been overcome. Not by man,
yes,
but God, by you.
Yes.
God.
Right. Yes. Praise the Lord.
We are helpless against the attacks of the enemy. But you are not. You are even Jesus.
Exactly.
Amen.
Let's sing that song. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord saying, as we did with all the miracles, in the same way, Pentecost to the Lord was like yesterday. It was like yesterday. The revivals that happened in Zion, Illinois, in which this camp and the Ridgewood Fellowship celebrating 100 years comes out of, even though it was 120-something years ago, was like yesterday. So when you pray, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me, remember, it was like yesterday. He can do it today if it happened yesterday. Oh, even now, call out as we sing that song.
Jesus. Spirit
tonight. Let's make this a prayer. Maybe even on our knees with our hands lifted high. Let's cry out to the Lord this prayer that says, fall fresh on me. Fall fresh on me. And it's okay. You're not being selfish. Tonight, ask the Lord, me, I need it, Lord. Yes, we all need it, but Lord, I need it. If that's you here tonight and you're able to, especially if you're a younger person, I'd encourage you, right where you are, get on your knees, lift your hands to the Lord like a funnel, like surrender, and just say, Lord, fall fresh on me,
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me,
yourself, Lord. Fill me with your will and your power and your strength, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, quench this thirsting, Lord. Quench this thirsting, Lord. Quench this thirsting, Lord. Oh, God, we're so thirsty we don't realize it. Oh, God, quench this thirsting of our souls, Lord. Oh, God, satisfy us with you, Lord. Fill us with you, Lord. Complete us with yourself, Lord. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. Oh, we want you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Oh, God, Lord, bless us with yourself. Bless us with yourself, Lord. Oh, Jesus, nothing compares to knowing you. Nothing compares. Oh, Lord, the greatest blessing, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God. I need thee, oh, I need thee.
Let us worship the Lord here. Yeah.
We thank you, Lord. Oh, there is no one like you, Lord. No one like you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify you, Lord.
Lord, it has been good to be in your presence.
Amen.
We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for the promise that you will meet us. You will be found of us as we seek your face. God, this has been good. We believe you, Lord, now that you would seal the work that you've done, God, in our lives, whether it be in healing, whether it be in salvation of loved ones, Lord, whether it be a working of your Spirit within us. God, all that we have need of you are able. As we go from here tonight, God, we pray that we would sense your presence with us, even as we sleep tonight, Lord, that there would be a sweet sense of your glory in our lives, in our rooms, even, Lord, tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Open our eyes that we would see you. So we give you thanks, Lord, for what you've done. We give you thanks in advance, Lord, for testimonies that we'll hear.
Yes.
What you're doing.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray you give rest tonight to each of us. Strength for a new day tomorrow. Help us to find peace in you and joy in you. We love you, Lord. We praise you.
We love you. We love you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.